This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:42 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. And now I'm pretty excited because for today on Twitter, hashtag SPM2021 and hashtag Mr. M are trending. Here's why.
Lots of jokes going on about a Mr. M who's appeared in a question in the chemistry paper in SPM, which is, of course, going on now. And essentially, I haven't been able to see a version of the actual question paper. But essentially, the students were apparently asked to propose medication options for a Mr. M who can see things that are not real. And so this has led to students sharing a whole plethora of memes relating to the question and for various reasons why they thought this perhaps wasn't the best question to ask in SPM, but also just funny responses, all of which really leads to some very interesting reading.
So I like this firstly because if you've watched Arrested Development, there is an entire joke in there about Mr. F, and that's the tone in which I'm hearing Mr. M being said over and over again. But the other thing I liked about it, and something that I really wanted to bring up, is the fact that before we get to the memes, which are great, is to get to the fact that back in the day, if you had an inexplicable or incomprehensible SPM experience, right? If something happened in your paper, or if there was something where you were just like, I do not understand what this question is or what is going on, all you had really were your classmates. And even then, you really just had the people who were taking the same paper as you, because you might be doing different subjects. And I just think it's kind of a beautiful thing that at the moment, every SPM 2021 taker or every SPM 2021 chemistry paper taker can go to Twitter or TikTok or Instagram or whatever and just get a lot of emotional support. I mean, I know it's just meme sharing, but I think it goes a long way towards that sense of we're all in this together, or at least I'm not doing it alone.
I completely agree. I think it's actually really fun, and it can range from being just harmless letting off of steam, which is what a lot of this is, like the form that these memes are taking in regards to Mr. M. A lot of it is just children sort of like having a laugh. Children, I say, my goodness. A lot of SPM takers having a laugh. But I do see how it can also extend to the more important issues, right? When they feel something hasn't been done right, or when something is inadequate, or when they're unhappy about a question, which I believe we saw come up pretty recently as well. I think there's a lot of value in this kind of invisible community that's created in the online space. And particularly at a time like this, when you may not necessarily be able to go out and see your friends as easily anyhow.
Because honestly, if I had encountered this Mr. M question in my chemistry paper, I would have needed to talk about it. I'm very sure about that. Because I just want to reiterate that from what we can gather, SPM students taking chemistry paper 2, I believe, were asked to propose medication options for a Mr. M who, and I quote, can see things that are not real. And I mean, that can range, right? Like, there's so many different answers to that. I could just say sleep. Like, there's so many different things that you could say in response. So some of the tweets that have come in, my actual personal favorite is Hans, who says, "Dear Mr. M, minyak gamat is the best solution for every illness or injury."
Very Malaysian, very useful, or unuseful, depending on where you come at. We have Ubi, who says, "A solution for Mr. M's illness," and then attached an image of a hospital.
And then Nana is very straightforward. Just go to the psychiatrist, Mr. M. I don't care what medicine you should take to solve your problem.
Constance points out a very relevant point. Mr. M asking a bunch of 17-year-olds who did online classes for chemistry to prescribe him meds for schizophrenia.
This is the thing. Actually, that is a theme that came through loud and clear of why is Mr. M asking a bunch of 17-year-olds? Why is Mr. M relying on SPM takers to find out what the medication should be? So, yes, I don't want to get into the discussion of the validity of the question. My chemistry taking days are far long behind me. But I really did appreciate, I mean, sometimes you see weird hashtags trending. You click through and you're rewarded with a plethora of memes, which is what happened today. So
Can I read Elena? Yes. I just have to read Elena's because it resonates with me so much. Both my 17-year-old self and my current self. So Elena says, Mr. M can see things that are not real. Guess he can see my future.
This is the general tone. I love it. I just love the coping mechanism of memes and Twitter when faced with this sort of incomprehensibleness. So, just as a reminder, basically, SPM 2021 and Mr. M are trending, and that's because in a chemistry paper, students were asked to propose medication options for Mr. M, who can see things that are not real, hence the jokes. And I think that what we were interested in, but I mean, send us your memes as well, but what we were interested in was also just the fact that students taking the SPM nowadays, and I suppose in the last, 10 years perhaps, have had the kind of camaraderie and community of the internet in a way that many of us who took it earlier did not. So we just wanted to get your thoughts on that. And also, what kind of emotional or mental support did you have during your SPM? What did you rely on? You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Bombing frustrated minds. BFM 89.9.
It is 5:50. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. And we started off with Mr. M, who is an unfortunate character who showed up in a question in the SPM chemistry paper, where students were asked to propose medication options for Mr. M, who can see things that are not real. Students who were understandably flummoxed by this question took to Twitter to share lots of memes, which were great, and also had us just marveling at when the internet is used for good, which is to say to provide SPM students a safe space to share and vent and make jokes. And we were asking you for your thoughts on that, and also what kind of emotional or mental support you had during your SPM and your school days, if you'd like to share. So I just wanted to say we have this from Ebby on the subject of Mr. M.
Ebby says, give Mr. M the anti-hysteria kit by which local uni?
Okay, so I had to kind of go back in time for this. And it was in relation to the University of Malaysia Pahang's Islamic Center and Human Development spot, which is... So, the anti-hysteria kit is 8,750 ringgit. This was as of 2016. I don't know if the prices have gone up or down, but it included things like chopsticks and salt, lime, pepper spray, vinegar. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, I would have loved to have seen or meet and shake the hand of the SPM student who put this down as the answer.
we have Yap saying, the treatment for Mr. M is just ask him to remove his VR visor or headgear. I did not expect that. And now I can't stop thinking about Mr. M in like a futuristic scenario.
I just think, there are so many answers to Mr. M. The last thing you want to do is give a bunch of stressed 17-year-olds an option to be sarcastic. I think most teachers recognize this. And yet, for some reason, the chemistry paper saw fit to do this. Munif just says, I cope during SPM by reminding myself that there are outcomes far worse than studying, namely my mum's rotan for not studying for sit exam, and then followed it up with Mr. M and the Multiverse of Madness.
Very nice. I personally like to imagine Mr. M in a Quentin Tarantino film, but that's just me. I feel like there's lots of variety with this name.
There's a lot of variety with this name, and also a lot of different ways in which the character could play out. Why is he seeing things that aren't real? There's the VR visor. There is, being gaslit. There are lots of reasons.
Also, what is real?
Oh, see, Munif opened the door and you stepped right through. You were ready for that.
We have Siu Ping saying, about Mr. M, the Education Ministry had better tell us what the correct answer is once the results are out. Yes, we are all very invested.
And then we have this from Chongkiat, who says, okay, the answer is rather easy. The treatment for schizophrenia is lithium-based medication. Lithium is an element we learn in chemistry. Now, while this is true, I still think that the question could have been phrased better. This is not like maths where it's like one train is coming at this rate, another train is coming at this rate. I think that if you're going to say schizophrenia, you'd best say so rather than saying things like see things that aren't real. Because again, that door is wide open. People are going to step right through and then point back and laugh.
Okay, I have this one. I know it's going to be a controversial opinion, but I think I'm going to read it because of all the comments we had about cryptocurrency. Zikri says, just tell Mr. M to stop buying NFTs.
I feel bad. I feel like we should have saved Chongkiat's rather serious answer for last, because now this is basically it. So far we have VR visors, Mr. M in the Multiverse of Madness, and NFTs. This is the world in which we occupy. This is the world we occupy. But yeah, keep them coming. We were talking today about Mr. M because he's trending on Twitter along with SPM 2021 after he showed up in a question on the chemistry paper with students being asked to propose medication for Mr. M, who can see things that are not real. People went to town on the memes and the jokes. We've been asking you the same. And also, what kind of support did you have during your SPM? But also, you can just feel free to send us your Mr. M suggestions. What is the answer to this question? What would you prescribe for someone who can see things that are not real? Help Mr. M. You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Stephen says, BFM, battle for M.
Appreciate it.
And then again, because we've been flip-flopping, right, between fun and seriousness, Maggie says, I'm a bit surprised the way an SPM question is phrased at such a primary school level. Again, it's the quality.
You know, I again, because of the answer we got earlier, there is a serious answer to this. But I do feel like the way it's been phrased could obviously be done better. And as Maggie's pointing out, maybe more fitting of an SPM level question.
So whether you'd like to help out Mr. M, you can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Keep it here, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.